Enders signed off and put the desk away. The next day, several commanders came to Ender or sent soldiers to tell him not to worry. Most of them thought the extra practice sessions were a good idea, he should keep it up. And to make sure nobody bothered him, they were sending a few of their older soldiers who needed extra practice to come join him. "They're as big as most of the buggers who attacked you last night. They'll think twice." Instead of a dozen boys, there were 45 that night. More than an army. And whether it was because of the presence of older boys on Ender's side, or because they had had enough the night before, none of their enemies came. Ender didn't go back to the fantasy game, but it lived in his dreams. He kept remembering how it felt to kill the snake, grinding it in, the way he tore the ear off that boy, the way he destroyed Stilson, the way he broke Bernard's arm. And then to stand up, holding the corpse of his enemy, and find Peter's face looking out at him from the mirror. "This game knows too much about me. This game tells filthy lies. I am not Peter. I don't have murder in my heart." And then a worse fear, that he was a killer, only better at it than Peter ever was, that it was this very trait that pleased the teachers. It's killers they need for the bugger wars. It's people who can grind the enemy's face into the dust and spatter their blood all over space. Well, I'm your man. I'm the bloody bastard you wanted when you had me spawned. I'm your tool. And what difference does it make if I hate the part of me that you most need? What difference does it make that when the little serpents killed me in the game, I agreed with them and was glad?
"I didn't call you in here to waste time. How in hell did the computer do that?"
"I don't know."
"How could it pick up a picture of Ender's brother and put it into the graphics in this Fairyland routine?"
"Kenograph, I wasn't there when it was programmed. All I know is that the computer has never taken anyone to this place before. Fairyland was strange enough, but this isn't Fairyland anymore. It's beyond the end of the world, and..."
"I know the names of the places. I just don't know what they mean."
"Fairyland was programmed in. It's mentioned in a few other places. But nothing talks about the end of the world. We don't have any experience with it."
"I don't like having the computer screw around with Ender's mind that way. Peter Wiggin is the most potent person in his life, except maybe his sister Valentine."
"And the mind game is designed to help shape them. Help them. Find worlds they can be comfortable in."
"You don't get it, do you, Major Imbu? I don't want Ender being comfortable with the end of the world. Our business here is not to be comfortable with the end of the world."
"The end of the world in the game isn't necessarily the end of humanity in the Bugger Wars. It has a private meaning to Ender."
"Good. What meaning?"
"I don't know, sir. I'm not the kid. Ask him."
"Major Imbu, I'm asking you."
"There could be 1,000 meanings."
"Try one."
"You've been isolating the boy. Maybe he's wishing for the end of this world, the battle school. Or maybe it's about the end of the world he grew up with as a little boy. His home. Coming here. Or maybe it's his way of coping with having broken up so many other kids here. Ender's a sensitive kid, you know. And he's done some pretty bad things to people's bodies. He might be wishing for the end of that world."
"Or none of the above."
"The mind game is a relationship between the child and the computer. Together they create stories. The stories are true, in the sense that they reflect the reality of the child's life. That's all I know."
"And I'll tell you what I know, Major Imbu. That picture of Peter Wiggin was not one that could have been taken from our files here at the school. We have nothing on him, electronically or otherwise, since Ender came here. And that picture is more recent."
"It's only been 1.5 years, sir. How much can the boy change?"
"He's wearing his hair completely differently now. His mouth was redone with orthodontia. I got a recent photograph from Landside and compared. The only way the computer here in the battle school could have gotten that picture was by requisitioning it from a Landside computer. And not even one connected with the IF. That takes requisitionary powers. We can't just go into Guilford County, North Carolina, and pluck a picture out of school files. Did anyone at this school authorize getting this?"
"You don't understand, sir. Our battle school computer is only a part of the IF network. If we want a picture, we have to get a requisition. But if the mind game program determines that the picture is necessary,
it can just go take it.
Not just every day. Only when it's for the child's own good.
Okay, it's for his good. But why? His brother is dangerous. His brother was rejected for this program because he's one of the most ruthless and unreliable human beings we've laid hands on. Why is he so important to Ender? Why, after all this time?
Honestly, sir, I don't know. And the mind game program is designed so that it can't tell us. It may not know itself, actually. This is uncharted territory.
You mean the computer's making this up as it goes along?
You might put it that way.
Well, that does make me feel a little better. I thought I was the only one.